The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way for the Lord, and make straight his path.'" John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People of all Judea, countryside, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to see him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel hair with leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey. And it was this he proclaimed, "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord.
I chuckled a little bit before Mass. I heard a ringtone going off that sounded like the Darth Vader Imperial March. I only laughed because it reminded me of when I was in seminary. I remember people, when I was in seminary, guys were just starting to get their own cell phones. It was becoming a big deal. And you could get these ringtones. Now in the seminary, the leader of the seminary is called a rector, and then there's a vice rector, and there's formation advisors. The term we used for all of them together, we just called them formation. They were like up there. And so every now and then, I would notice that when someone from formation would call a cell phone, that would be the Darth Vader death march. Formation's calling. That's our modern world. Isaiah today was talking to the people in exile. These were the Israelite people stuck in a place and time and circumstance that was a part of their world. The Israelite people were sent into captivity, and while there, they discovered the truth of God. They grew into a deep trust and love of God. Their hope in the coming Messiah was strengthened during this time. They remembered, "We are the people chosen to be God's own." And so this contrast of at one moment being in captivity, in exile, was the same time when they were freed in their faith and in their love of God. And so in this gospel, John the Baptist is repeating the words of Isaiah, "Make straight a highway for our God." The world at that moment when he spoke those words shifted. The world turned toward Israel. Jesus, the Messiah, has come. We don't have to wait anymore. Advent is such a beautiful season, although it is usually covered over and placed out of sight because of the consumerism of the world. And this year, we've had a contentious and interesting election time, a raging and ongoing pandemic, great fear, a world and people that has found itself looking once again, looking forward to Christmas, but also saying, where is God? Where has he gone? Where is he in all of this? Pope Francis spoke this year about Advent as being a time of remembering and rediscovering the truth of Jesus, who has come into the world. He said this in his Advent address to the world. It is important to remain watchful, because one great mistake in life is to get absorbed in 1,000 things and not notice God. It is important to remain watchful because of that danger of being absorbed in 1,000 things and not noticing God. And so he said, St. Augustine gave us this beautiful thought. Timeo Jesum transeuntem, if you're a Latin scholar. But this translates to, I fear that Jesus will pass by me unnoticed. Drawn by our own interests and distracted by so many vain things, we risk losing sight of what is essential. That is why today the Lord repeats, to all I say, be watchful. Watch. Notice Jesus, who is with us. Prepare a way for him in your life. What is the purpose of this sort of watchfulness that the church is calling us to during this time? Really during the whole of our life. St. Peter gives us a beautiful truth in the answer to this question. Certainly, like the Holy Father said, we have to be watchful. We have to make sure that we notice Jesus. And so St. Peter puts it this way. He said, since the world is passing away, what sort of persons ought you to be? Conducting yourselves in holiness and devotion, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God. Patiently waiting for the coming of Jesus, living lives of holiness, lives of devotion, lives where daily prayer is normal. Lives where we do not fear, but we have total trust in Jesus. Be watchful. This is another way of saying, be prayerful, be holy, be devoted to God, to the church, to her teachings, to the great tradition of our faith, to Jesus, who is pouring out love and grace and peace. We cannot remain in exile. This is a time of repentance in the church and the world. In a way, Advent is the time where Jesus is saying to us, notice me. You have to notice me. And where he's also saying, repent of your sins. And where he's also saying, live your life receiving love from me. Live a life receiving the love of Jesus. We are not orphans. We are not lost in exile. We are not blind. We have a great and loving Father in heaven. We have a Savior. We have the Holy Spirit, our advocate and guide. We have our Blessed Mother, the angels and saints, a great chorus of the heavenly Jerusalem. Yes, all things are passing away, but also all things are being made new. Where we're headed toward is a new Jerusalem, a new kingdom. We're heading toward that eternal banquet. What we have to believe and trust in and know in the depths of our heart is that we have a Messiah, Jesus Christ. Do not let him pass by you unnoticed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.